Week 9, Thursday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Let us adore the Lord, for it is he who made us. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us adore the Lord, for it is he who made us. Eternal Father, through your word, you gave new life to Adam's race, transformed men into sons of light, new creatures by your saving grace. To Father, Son, and Spirit blessed, unending praise and glory give, their silent voice no ear has heard, yet by their every word we live. The word of the Lord is a shield for all who make him their refuge. Psalm 17 continued. As for God, his ways are perfect, the word of the Lord purest gold, he indeed is the shield of all who make him their refuge. For who is God but the Lord? Who is a rock but our God? The God who guides me with strength and makes the path safe before me. My feet you made swift as the deer's. You have made me stand firm on the heights. You have trained my hands for battle and my arms to bend the heavy bow. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The word of the Lord is a shield for all who make him their refuge. Lord, your right hand upheld me. Psalm 17 continued. You gave me your saving shield. You upheld me, trained me with care. You gave me freedom for my steps. My feet have never slipped. I pursued and overtook my foes, never turning back till they were slain. I smote them so they could not rise. They fell beneath my feet. You girded me with strength for battle. You made my enemies fall beneath me. You made my foes take flight. Those who hated me I destroyed. They cried, but there was no one to save them. They cried to the Lord, but in vain. I crushed them, fine as dust, before the wind, trod them down like dirt in the streets. You saved me from the feuds of the people, and put me at the head of the nations. People unknown to me served me. When they heard of me, they obeyed me. Foreign nations came to me cringing. Foreign nations faded away. They came trembling out of their strongholds. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, your right hand upheld me. Long life to the Lord, praised be the God who saves me. Psalm 17 continued. Long life to the Lord, my rock, praised be the God who saves me, the God who gives me redress and subdues people under me. You saved me from my furious foes. You set me above my assailants. You saved me from the violent men. So I will praise you, Lord, among the nations. I will sing a psalm to your name. He has given great victories to his king and shown his love for his anointed, for David and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Long life to the Lord. Praise be the God who saves me. Lord, open my eyes. Let me consider the wonders of your law. A reading from the book of Job, chapter 38. Then, from the heart of the tempest, the Lord gave Job his answer. He said, "Who is this obscuring my designs with his empty-headed words? Brace yourself like a fighter. Now it is my turn to ask questions, and yours to inform me. Where were you when I laid the earth's foundations? Tell me, since you are so well informed. Who decided the dimensions of it, do you know? Or who stretched the measuring line across it? What supports its pillars at their bases? Who laid its cornerstone, when all the stars of the morning were singing with joy, and the sons of God in chorus were chanting praise? Who pent up the sea behind closed doors when it leapt tumultuous out of the womb, when I wrapped it with a robe of mist and made black clouds its swaddling bands, when I marked the bounds it was not to cross and made it fast with a bolted gate? Come thus far, I said, and no further. Here your proud waves shall break." Have you ever in your life given orders to the morning, or sent the dawn to its post, telling it to grasp the earth by its edges and shake the wicked out of it, when it changes the earth to sealing clay and dyes it as a man dyes clothes, stealing the light from wicked men and breaking the arm raised to strike? Have you journeyed all the way to the sources of the sea, or walked where the abyss is deepest? Have you been shown the gates of death, or met the janitors of Shadowland? Have you an inkling of the extent of the earth? Tell me about it if you have. Which is the way to the home of the light, and where does darkness live? You could then show them the way to their proper places, or put them on the path to where they live. If you know all this, you must have been born with them. You must be very old by now. Have you ever visited the place where the snow is kept, or see where the hail is stored up, which I keep for times of stress, for days of battle and war? From which direction does the lightning fork, when it scatters sparks over the earth? Who carves a channel for the downpour, and hacks away for the rolling thunder, so that rain may fall on land where no one lives, and the deserts void of human dwelling, giving drink to the lonely wastes, and making grass spring where everything was dry? Has the rain a father? Who begets the dewdrops? What womb brings forth the ice and gives birth to the frost of heaven, when the waters grow hard as stone and the surface of the deep congeals? A responsory from Romans 9. What right have you, a human being, to cross-examine God? Has the pot any right to say to the potter, "Why did you make me this shape?" Gird up your loins now like a man. I will question you, and you tell me the answers. Has the pot any right to say to the potter, "Why did you make me this shape?" A reading from the commentary of Pope St. Gregory the Great on the Book of Job. Because the dawn or the dayspring changes from darkness into light, it is right to understand by the name dawn or dayspring, the whole church of the elect. While it is brought from the night of unbelief to the light of faith, it is opened up to the splendour of heavenly brightness, as the dawn bursts into day after the darkness. The words of the Song of Songs are to the point. Quote, "Who is she who comes forth as the rising dawn?" End of quote. Holy Church, seeking for the rewards of the heavenly life, is called the dawn because it leaves the darkness of sin and shines with the light of holiness. We have a deeper point to examine after considering the nature of the dawn. Dawn announces that night has already passed, but it does not display the full brightness of day. While it is dispelling the one, it is welcoming the other, and it keeps light and darkness intermingled. All of us who follow the truth, what are we in this life if not dawn or dayspring? We do some things which are of the light, but we are still not free from some remains of the darkness. The prophet said to God, "No man living is righteous before you." And another text reads, "All of us do wrong in many ways." When Paul said, "The night is far gone," he did not add, "The day has come," but "The day is at hand." He who says, after the night has gone, not that the day has arrived, but that it is at hand, shows beyond doubt that he is still in the dawn, before the dawn and after the darkness. The church of the elect will be fully day only when the darkness of sin is no longer blended with it. It will be fully day only when it has been brightened with the perfect warmth of the inward light. The fact that this dawn is still in course is brought out well by the words, "You have sent the dawn to its place." What is being sent to its place is certainly being called out of one state into another. What is the place of the dawn but the perfect brightness of the eternal vision? When it has arrived, there is no longer any of the darkness of the past night. The dawn was intent on reaching its place when David said, "My soul thirsts for the living God. When shall I come and appear before the face of God?" The dawn was hurrying to this place, which it had known, when Paul said that he desired to die and be with Christ, and when he said, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." A responsory from Philippians 1. "I thank my God whenever I think of you. I am quite certain that the one who began this good work in you will see that it is finished when the day of Christ Jesus comes. This is my prayer, that your love may grow ever richer and richer in knowledge and insight of every kind. I am quite certain that the one who began this good work in you will see that it is finished when the day of Christ Jesus comes." Let us pray. Lord God, by whom our lives are governed with unfailing wisdom and love, take away from us all that is harmful, and give us all that will be for our good. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.